Did any medical staff suggest that you might alter the amount of insulin depending on what you were eating?
No, they haven't. And even if they did, I would not take up that challenge, because it means that if you start altering your insulin, you are going to spoil everything, because you're going to eat more and then you're going to think, oh, I could take another couple of units to counteract what I eat. So I would rather stay with just a little and get my stomach educate to that amount that I don't get hungry, instead of messing around with the insulin.
How much exercise have you had during your life?
A lot of it. I've had a lot of exercise, because in St. Kitts, when I was there, you know, I didn't have any car to run up and down, and I had to take the shopping without a car or any bus or anything, because where we was living, I had to go up this hill where we was living, and I had to go and do the shopping. From I was 9 years old, I took over. And I had to do everything, because I was the eldest one. And I had to do everything. I have to cook, I have to go to school, come back, cook, wash, iron. And you have to iron properly, else they throw it on the ground and they stamp on it. And you had to get it washed again and iron it.
Who's they? Your mother?
Mother, father, grandmother. They was very, very severe and very rough. I saw they didn't do a little bit more of that. I don't think I would get this far if I didn't have that kind of treatment.
And how much exercise have you had in England?
My exercise in England, I had to mop. I had to come from town with a bag on my shoulder, a trolley behind me, and I did a lot of sewing. So I used to have a black bin liner full of material. And all 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock in the morning, I used to be in here sewing still before I go to sleep, and back up at 5 o'clock. And I had to walk because I didn't have a car. Husband had a car, but he was always busy. So I had to walk and catch the bus.
How much exercise do you get now?
Now, the most exercise I get now is running out of the houses, one house to the other, depending on where the car park. I try to park as far as I can from the houses so that I can have that bit of walk. Because sitting down in the car, you sort of get lazy. But I'm a cleaning supervisor still, as long as the mobile carer. So I'm out of the house 4:30 in the morning. 6 mornings a week, I'm out 4:30.
So describe a typical day in your life, including taking your tablets and your meals. What happens from 4:30 in the morning onwards?
4:30 in the morning, I don't have anything now. I used to have my cereal before, but I stop it to try and see if I could get the diabetes regulate better. So my first thing in the morning, I have a drink at work. You know, these vending machines. I'll have a cup of coffee from there about 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll have a cup of coffee. And then I get home about 6:30, 6:45. I got back home. And I'll have my breakfast. Then I have my tablets with my breakfast. Then I go off to work again, and I have something at 10 o'clock, 10:30. I walk with things in the car.
Is this cleaning work still?
No, this is the caring. I got back home about 6 o'clock, 6:15, 6:45 in the morning. Then after my breakfast, I go out to the caring and I take something with me. Just a minute.